Mark DeGubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and we're delighted that you're joining us for another few moments of Bible study together as we look into the Word of God. We're discussing this subject of the Trinity and how that the Lord Jesus Christ Himself revealed the Trinity when He came to earth. We've been discussing the triunity of God and yet how that God is one. It's a marvelous ministry that is hard for us to really understand. It's a mystery to our minds and to our thinking, how that God can be one and yet reveal Himself as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And yet there are some physical manifestations of the Trinity, such as water. Water is a physical manifestation of the Trinity, because water reveals itself in three different ways. Water is liquid, which we drink for our physical bodies. Water is also ice. It can be in the form of ice, which we all use to make a glass of iced tea or a cold drink of some kind. And water can also be vapor, such as steam, or such as clouds that are in the heavens that we behold, and that drop the rain upon the earth. And so we see that water takes on three different forms, and yet it is all water. Now that's probably a poor illustration of the Trinity, pardon me, but the Trinity is a wonderful mystery that we accept by faith. The Lord Jesus revealed the Trinity when He came to earth. Now, of course, the Lord Jesus came to purchase our salvation. He came to die for our sin, to be buried, and to arise victor over death, over hell, over Satan, over the powers of darkness, to reveal and manifest that He is Almighty God, and to make a way by which man might be brought into fellowship with God. In the Garden of Eden, as we have previously studied, man walked with God and fellowship with God in a state of innocence before sin entered in. But when Eve was deceived and gave to her husband Adam the forbidden fruit, the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which God told them not to eat of it, because in the day they ate of it, they would surely die, and death means separation. And when they disobeyed God, Eve was deceived. But the Bible tells us in Timothy that Adam was not deceived. He knew full well that he was doing wrong. He deliberately disobeyed God. And that's why the Bible tells us in Romans 5:12, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death has passed upon all men, because all have sinned. And so all have sinned and come short of measuring up to God's standard of righteousness and holiness and God's glory, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, who lived a sinless life when He walked here upon earth. He came to die, to be buried, and to conquer death in resurrection. But Jesus also came to reveal the Trinity to us. In John chapter 14 through 17, The Apostle John records, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God, he records some wonderful truths about the Trinity. These words were spoken just a short time before the Lord Jesus Christ would be arrested and taken to the cross in the next 24 hours to die for the sins of the world. And so he spoke these words to his disciples in the upper room. And he told them in John chapter 14, verse 1, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go ye know, and the way ye know. And Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus saith unto him, I am the way." Now, here we see the Lord Jesus using a term that was used in the book of Exodus when the Lord God was speaking to Moses and was calling him to go to the land of Egypt to deliver the children of Israel from the bondage they were in the land of Egypt. They'd been there for over 400 years. And they were in bondage because they'd been made slaves, and they'd built treasure cities for the Egyptians. And so we see, God, they were under great trouble, great persecution, and they were crying out for deliverance. And so God said, "Well, Moses, I want you to go and deliver them." Now Moses said, "Well, what will I tell them is your name?" And here in Exodus chapter 3, Moses said unto God, "Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them?" And God said unto Moses, "I am that I am." And he said, "Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you." The words "I am" indicates that God is the self-sufficient one. He always has been. He always will be. He is the eternal I am. And Jesus used that term, which we've just read here in John chapter 14, and verse 6, when Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the light." Jesus is the manifestation of the I am. He's the manifestation of God in physical form. As a matter of fact, that's what the Bible tells us, again, here in the book of Colossians. In Colossians chapter 8 and chapter 2, and verse 8 and 9. In Colossians chapter 2, and the last word of verse 8 is Christ. And then verse 9 reads, "For in him, in Christ, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." That is, God the Father and God the Holy Spirit are revealed to mankind through the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is the physical manifestation of God the Father and God the Son. Now notice what Jesus said here in John chapter 14. Notice again in verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, "I am." And he used that term of the self-existent one, "I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life." And that's who Jesus is, beloved. He's the way to the Father. He said, "No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Jesus is the way to God the Father. Jesus is the truth. And Jesus is life eternal. In John chapter 1, Jesus was spoken of as the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word, capital W-O-R-D, it's His name, one of the names of Christ. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. And verse 14 tells us that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And John says, "We beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." For Jesus is the only begotten Son of God. And verse 17 of John 1 tells us that the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And we just read in verse 14 that Jesus, the Word, was full of grace and truth. And so verse 17 tells us that grace and truth came by Jesus Christ, and it connects us to an understanding of who the Word is. The one who created all things is the Lord Jesus Christ, who was clothed in human form, human flesh, and came to earth to reveal God to us in a way we could comprehend and understand who God is. As a boy, I grew up in West Texas, and I used to go barefooted all during the summer. And often outside our home would be a red ant bed. That is, a place where red ants lived, large red ants. And I would go walking up to the red ant bed, and the vibration of my footprint would cause the ants to scurry around. And I'd speak to them, and I'd say, "It's all right, I'm not going to hurt you." But my voice sounded like thunder to them. They didn't understand what I was saying. They were full of fear. The only way I could have really communicated with them was if I could have become an ant and walked among them and explained to them that I wasn't going to hurt them. That's what Jesus Christ did. Jesus became God. That is, He became God in human form. He already was God, but He took on human form to reveal God to man. Till next time, goodbye.